I remembered some things I had conveniently ignored over the years. Ethan Allen spent several months in fetid and cramped British prison ships, much of the time locked into 30 pounds of iron shackles, and then more time in an English dungeon. He was a prisoner of war, captured at the 1775 Battle of Montreal, while fighting for the same sorts of freedom Jaime Roldós and Omar Torrijos now sought for their people. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington, and all the other founding fathers had risked their lives for similar ideals. Winning the revolution was no foregone conclusion. They understood that if they lost, they would be hanged as traitors. Daniel Boone, Davy Crockett, and Lewis and Clark also had endured great hardships and made many sacrifices. And Drake and Morgan? I was a bit hazy about that period in history, but I remembered that Protestant England had seen itself sorely threatened by Catholic Spain. I had to admit to the possibility that Drake and Morgan had turned to piracy in order to strike at the heart of the Spanish Empire, at those gold ships, to defend the sanctity of England, rather than out of a desire for self-aggrandizement. As we sailed up that channel, tacking back and forth into the wind, inching closer to the mountains rising from the sea, Great Thatch Island to the north and St. John to the south, I could not erase these thoughts from my mind. Mary handed me a beer and turned up the volume on a Jimmy Buffett song. Yet, despite the beauty that surrounded me and the sense of freedom that sailing usually brings, I felt angry. I tried to brush it off. I chugged down the beer. The emotion would not leave. I was angered by those voices from history and the way I had used them to rationalize my own greed. I was furious at my parents, and at Tilton, that self-righteous prep school on the hill, for imposing all that history on me. I popped open another beer. I could have killed Mac Hall for what he had done to Bruno. A wooden boat with a rainbow flag sailed past us, its sails billowing out on both sides, downwinding through the channel. A half dozen young men and women shouted and waved at us, hippies in brightly colored sarongs, one couple stark naked on the foredeck. It was obvious from the boat itself and the look about them that they lived aboard, a communal society, modern pirates, free, uninhibited. I tried to wave back, but my hand would not obey. I felt overcome with jealousy. Mary stood on the deck, watching them as they faded into the distance at our stern. "How would you like that life?" she asked. And then I understood. It was not about my parents, Tilton or Mac Hall. It was my life I hated. Mine, the person responsible, the one I loathed, was me. Mary shouted something. She was pointing over the starboard bow. She stepped closer to me. "Leinster Bay," she said. "Tonight's anchorage."